Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Wednesday, middle of the week, and today we want to talk about taking up a defense. I don't know about you, but when people criticize me, I think my natural human tendency is to get in defensive mode. Now, I can promise you, when you're a pastor and you're in front of as many people as I have the privilege of being in front of week after week, there's kind of a painted target on you. And so every week that there's somebody that I'm sure I've offended or have done something wrong. But today, let's talk about the Lord's defense and how that might apply to you. So let's start in Judges chapter 11, verse 27. Scripture says, I have not wronged you, but you are doing me wrong by waging war against me. Let the Lord, the judge, decide the dispute. You see, people might accuse you of wrong when in fact they're wrong. You want to admit your mistakes and become a better person. I'm certain of that. But if, however, the motive of your accuser isn't right, if he or she is appealing to your guilt and emotions, then reject the false accusations. When the facts are on your side, be patient and wait on the Lord to defend you. I got to tell you, this is not easy to wait and let the Lord wage the battle for you, to allow him to work all these things out for good. This takes a considerable amount of faith. God wouldn't have us get caught up in a lot of sideways energy and activity that distracts us from the best use of our time. I mean, some folks are persuasive and convincing with their words, but their character is lacking and their arguments don't add up. Have you ever had that happen in your life? I want to encourage you today, don't lower yourself to a level of reacting to being lambasted with equally fury in their words time after time after time. Folks don't deserve that much time, attention, or worry. Prayer is a much better posture. It's like the bully on a playground trying to get your attention, getting others to cower at their intimidating ways. But listen, friend, God is not intimidated by fear, and neither are we to be. So how do we trust the Lord to defend us in difficult situations? How do we work with a caustic critic who is unreasonable? And how do we stay above the fray of angry and silly arguments? Well, as we trust the Lord to defend what is right and we keep our heart pure, then we'll be tempted to be lashing back with infuriating words, won't we? I mean, at the other extreme, acquiescence to your critic's demands, neither of these options seem to be best. What's right is to stand your ground, involve other people as is appropriate to mediate, and remain friendly, firm, and fair. Now, you may need to seek legal counsel to make sure you're following the due process of the law, and I think there's always a place for that. But our ability to do what is right under a firestorm of criticism from someone you thought was a friend can be redemptive in the long run. Maybe your critic will wake up to the realities of what is right. And your short-term pain and your short-term patience might hopefully save another from long-term trials. You see, God is the ultimate defender of us and his truth. You can't keep your reputation stellar and polished, but your Savior can cleanse the soiled status in the community. Listen, when we submit and trust him during this time of litigation and heartache, because God has the final word, he has the final say in what is right and wrong, then he'll judge fairly now and he'll judge fairly in eternity. You can sleep at night because God's in control of your situation. Your appeal is not to man, but it is to God. Over in the book of Isaiah, the prophet wrote in chapter 51, verse 22, this is what your sovereign Lord says, your God who defends his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup that made you stagger. From that cup, the goblet of my wrath, you will never drink again. The Lord is saying, I've got you, I had you then, I have you now, and I'll have you in the future. The battle is the Lord's, my friend. Our ability to rise above it is simply in being able to surrender that and let the Lord work in his time. You take the high road, you assume the lowest position, you remain as gracious as you can, and I promise you, God will bless you through that, grow you through that, and he'll have the victory through that, and you'll get to be on the blessed end of seeing God do it. My friend, share this with the networks. You see the buttons below for Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and be sure you share these with these networks. Hey, we're coming up on another extraordinary Sunday. Whatever you do, make plans to be at Sunday at our worship service, 9:30, 11, or you can always watch it live online as we stream it live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. See you soon.